Is your boss killing you? I'm going to ask you that again. Is your boss killing you? The reason I asked that today is I came across a blog, and I'm just going to read it word for word. I don't usually ever do this, but it's this important. It's from workplacepsychology.net. And it was posted the beginning of October by a Steve Nigan, and I hope I pronounced his name correctly. And the blog post was, "Work Stresses, Bad Bosses, and Heart Attacks." And he quotes some great references here, and he starts out by saying, In 2007, nearly 80 million Americans, that's one out of every three adults, had some type of cardiovascular disease. In fact, cardiovascular disease has been the leading killer of U.S. adults in every year since 1900, with the exception of 1918, when a pandemic flu killed more people. And there's a book by Donatelle, 2009, that's on page 347. Robert Sutton, in his new book, Good Boss, Bad Boss, located a Swedish study which tracked 3,122 men for 10 years. The study found that those with the best bosses suffered fewer heart attacks than those with bad bosses. Another researcher discovered that no matter what the occupation, roughly 75% of the workforce listed their immediate supervisor / boss as the most stressful part of their job. So what does that mean? To me, and he says it right here, the bottom line, 75% of the workforce says their immediate boss is the most stressful part of the job. And once again, that's in Robert Sutton's book, Good Boss, Bad Boss. Stress-filled jobs usually mean working for bad bosses. As statistics on stress and heart attacks indicate, and as Sutton explains, lousy bosses can kill you, literally. So please, if you've got a bad boss, know that you're going to have some stress, and you need to realize how to deal with that stress. Perhaps through yoga, perhaps through meditation, or perhaps just through some breathing techniques. But please, with these statistics, please learn how to deal with your stress. This is Trapper Sherwood from TrapperSherwood.com. I appreciate you listening. Once again, to read this full blog, please visit workplacepsychology.net.